It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
So I wanted to, I just had a conversation with Cheryl Myers about vaginal dryness. We talked about sea buckthorn and the oils that are in sea buckthorn, which is omega-7 mostly, and a listener asked the question about, do I need to supplement daily with omega-7s? And I wanted to talk a little bit more about omega-7s because they really are a unique type of healthy fat. We hear about omega-9, we hear about omega-6, we hear about, obviously, omega-3s, but I don't think too many listeners probably have heard of omega-7. By the way, there's, technically speaking, in theory, you could have all kinds of different types of omega fats. The omega simply means that there's a double bond somewhere, and the number is where that double bond happens, the first double bond. Unlike the omega-9s, the omega-6s, and the 3s, omega-7 is a monounsaturated fat. So it doesn't have multiple double bonds in the fat. It just has one at the 7th carbon. That's it. Whereas the other omegas are polyunsaturated. So it's a monounsaturated omega fat, which makes it unique right there. But we know from some recent research that a better name for omega-7, which the official name is palmitoleic acid. Palmitoleic acid, that's the official fat name. But a better way to describe omega-7 is a lipokine. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, lipo means fat. Kine usually means some sort of messenger. So a lipokine is a fat-based messenger in the body, and that's what omega-7s, at least the what seems to be where the research is going with this. There's studies looking at omega-7s, obviously, in the urinary and genital urinary tract. And we just talked about vaginal dryness with Cheryl Myers. We're looking at omega-7s and metabolic syndrome, appetite control. And what's interesting is the research is showing that this monounsaturated fat is really more like a messenger in the body, almost like a fat-based hormone, if you will. And it helps to regulate mucosal lining, hormone production, specifically hormones related to hunger. So Cheryl had made the point that this really is, you know, maybe the next nutrient that's going to be the big star in the industry. And I don't think she's that far off of that. I think we're going to hear more and more about the omega-7, the lipokine. As a matter of fact, Life Extension, we did an article on the benefits to metabolism with omega-7, specifically what's referred to as metabolic syndrome. That's really a collection of metabolic derangements in your system. Central obesity, belly fat, basically. Blood pressure issues, sugar issues. Low good cholesterol, high triglycerides, you know, the bad fats floating around your blood. All of that put together is called metabolic syndrome. And omega-7, because of this messenger-type role, was able to restore and correct a lot of those metabolic derangements we see in the metabolic syndrome. So I agree with Cheryl. I think this is a nutrient to keep an eye out on. Specifically in, you know, cardiovascular health, metabolic syndrome, weight control, and then based on what Cheryl talked about, vaginal dryness, because of its effect on membrane integrity, mucosal membrane integrity. So really, it is. It's an exciting nutrient, and so look out more for omega-7s. The question about whether you should supplement daily with it, Cheryl's a big proponent of sea buckthorn extracts, which is where you find the omega-7s. So go for it daily. There's definitely nothing wrong with that. I don't think we should replace, at least yet, the, you know, omega-3s with 7s. Don't do that. We, omega-3s are still the big ones we want to do every day. I consider the omega-3s the foundational fats, healthy fats. Where omega-7 is going to play out and where it's going to fall in that overall, you know, regimen building structure, I don't know, but you know, we're going to keep an eye out on it. Definitely, if you have potentially, you know, appetite issues, weight issues, metabolic syndrome, yeah, you might want to take it daily. But just for a general supplement, not sure yet. So we'll see. We'll see where it plays out. So that's omega-7, palmetoleic acid, a lipokine, very unique monounsaturated omega fat. Okay, next question. All right, how can I ensure product safety? How can I ensure product safety? You know, I think a lot of, I am noticing more and more questions related to quality. You know, how can I trust the what's on the label, the brand? How can I trust the claims? You know, I had a question recently about, you know, structure function claims on a label. You know, pomegranate is good for the heart. I mean, how do we trust that? Where does that come from? And I explained that it is connected to research. It is FDA regulated, those kind of claims. And so I think a lot of these types of questions are coming from what happened in New York recently with the attorney general there testing herbal supplements at a GNC. I think it was Target, Walmart, Walgreens. I can't remember every store he looked at. And we've talked about that on this show, how it's he obviously has an agenda. It's very biased. He didn't use the right testing mechanisms or testing procedures to check the quality of those herbal supplements. So I think that's where this is all coming from. As a matter of fact, I'm looking down on my question list, and there's one about, can you comment further on the New York Attorney General debate about DNA barcode testing? So maybe I'll get to that here in a moment. So let me go back to this question, though. So that's where I think these questions are coming from, and which is fine. I think this is awesome. I see this as an opportunity to teach about product quality, how to choose a quality product, how to look for a quality product. What do good companies, you know, who spend a lot of time, you know, focusing on what are they doing to ensure safety, ensure their claims? And the more you look into this, you realize that there are many, many, many companies in this industry producing high quality, effective, safe supplements. I mean, that's what it comes down to. That, you know, listen, there are some bad guys out there, or bad gals, I could say too, right? I mean, there are some companies that don't have your best interest in mind. They have the almighty dollar in mind, but that's in every industry. Those companies that are producing unsafe products, that are mixing their products with drugs and stuff like that, you see that in some of the bodybuilding products, weight loss products, they should be found and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Absolutely. But that's a small minority of companies in this industry. So how can I ensure product safety? I think there's two things to do. I've talked about this one before, and it's the certificate of analysis. So most of your companies that have been doing this a long time, if you want a good list of those companies, go check out my book, Supplement Pyramid. There's in the appendix in the back, I list out all the companies that I like, that I work with. They all produce something called a certificate of analysis. And what this is, it's a lab that looks at the raw materials. It's a lab that looks at the final product, and they produce this document that shows that, you know, yeah, what the label says should be in there is in there, and other things like microbes and metals and contaminants aren't. It's document proof that is a safe product, and the label is correct. And you just ask for it. I mean, I work here at Life Extension. You just ask us. Where's your certificate of analysis for your fish oil? Here it is. We'll send it to you. We'll fax it. It's easy to get. Certificate of analysis. So that's the first thing. I think from there too then is dosing, right? There's appropriate dosing for supplements. How do you know that? Well, that's where it's good to have a doctor that you're working with. We have Life Extension health advisors that can help you figure out the appropriate dose, because everything has an appropriate dose. So certificate of analysis and dosing for product safety. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.